This is Pastor Lawson, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. Let's go to our foundation scriptures, which I do every week and every time I come on, so you can catch up. You may have been looking at this for the first time, and I want you to at least know where we are and where we're going. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. If you have a Bible, open it up and go to it. It says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." And I emphasize this to those of you who have been looking at the broadcast for a while. You understand exactly where I'm going, but there may be somebody new. And the greatest revelation you can understand, and that's why I call this broadcast a certain thing here. It says the word of faith which we preach. So the word of faith, the word of is origin. So the origin of faith is the word, and the origin of the word is faith. The word of God is faith. It is the faith of God, and the faith of God is the word of God. Always remember that, because I meet so many people, they say, "I just don't have the faith." And I say, "Oh, yes, you do. Faith is the word of God. You have a Bible? Open that book up and begin to read the word of God. You are reading the word of God. And how does it come to you? Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith," which is what? The word of God, "cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Notice, when you hear the word of God, you're hearing the faith of God. It's not separate. The word of God is the faith of God. I told you the other week, it's like water is wet. It doesn't have wet. It is wet. Faith is the word of God. And the word of God is faith. And when you hear the word of God, faith is coming to you. And that's what's getting ready to happen right now. Faith is getting ready to come to you on Faith Made Simple.
Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Good to be with you. We're going to be looking at something very important about faith. Remember, every time you come on this broadcast, when I read the word of God, the faith of God is coming at you, because the word of God is faith, and it's going to build you up to open your own Bible. It's going to be a delight for you to open your Bible and not just read it in your mind, read it out loud, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the more you hear, the more you begin to believe, because it comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, and it'll cause you to believe. We're going to be looking at this today, which is very important about faith. 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to get excited about this here, and I want you to get excited too. We're getting ready to hear, faith. You're getting ready to hear the word of God, which is faith. Look what 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says. "For whatsoever," or I like another translation, "for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." Now catch the revelation. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. That means all the tragedies, all the situations, all the ups and downs, all of the sickness, all of the fear, all of the anxiety. You will be a world overcomer no matter what is going on in this world. Notice what he says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Listen, how do you overcome? And this is the victory. You're getting ready to see the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is your victory. And what is faith? The word of God. And how do you overcome? By the word of God. And what does the word of God give you? The victory of God. You can have victory now when you understand this revelation. So we see now that it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, what saith it? I want to read in a couple other translations this same verse. I want to read it in the New Living Translation. Notice what it says here. I'm talking about 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And if you don't have the Living Translation, just listen. You can look at it later or look it up later. It says, "For every child of God defeats the evil world, and we achieve the victory through our faith. Now, the New Living Version says it this way: for everyone born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Notice, faith has already overcome the world. And when you make it yours, I'm speaking the word of God to you. Now, you have to take it and make it yours. How do you know when it's yours? You believe in it. How do you believe? I teach this every week. But with the heart, man, believe. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You should take this scripture here and begin to declare it out of your mouth. That I'm a world, that my faith, I have the faith that overcomes the world. My faith gives me the victory. I'm speaking a scripture in the arena where I'm having a problem, whether it's my marriage, whether it's financial, whether it's a sickness, whether it's any kind of thing that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. When you find the word of God concerning that situation, that's the faith of God that will move that mountain and give you the victory every time. Another translation of this same verse says in the Message Bible, every God-gotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's life-changing now. And this is very important for you to understand as I teach you this here. Now, we're still in 1 John chapter 5. I want to go up to verse 1 now. It says, for whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is, that Jesus Christ is born of God. This is very important. For whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him is begotten of him. Powerful. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children. We love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Now let's look at this here down here. What am I dealing with today? I'm just showing you your victory is already won. Look at this here now, if you have the Bible here. Go down to 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. Now, this is powerful. I said, this is going to change you from the inside out. Faith, when I read the Bible, remember now, faith is coming. What is faith? The word of God. What is the word of God? The faith of God. When I read the word of God, faith is coming to you to do what? Not just to hear, but to hear, to believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you believe it, that means when you get off of this broadcast, when we get off of this here, you'll begin to declare what God promises, which the promises of God is the faith of God. And when you begin to declare it and believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth, and don't doubt in your heart, and go in the direction of it, and believe that as you go, you're not working, you are believing, and your believing is your work. As you move in the direction of the things that you believe. If you believe you're healed, get up. If you believe you got the job, begin to act like it, talk like it. Begin to say what God says. He said you can call those things that be not as though they were, and they will become. But now look at this promise that God made through faith, his word. I'm reading the word. When I'm reading the word, faith is coming. Notice what it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, notice, that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That name is Jesus. Look at verse 14. This is exciting. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Well, what is the will of God? The word of God. And what is the word of God? The faith of God. So when you want the will of God to come to pass, make sure you're believing the word of God, the promises of God, which is the faith of God. Hallelujah. And look at this is power, verse 14. Notice it says here, and this is the, verse 15. I'm getting excited because it's powerful. Verse 15, and if we know that he hear us, because God always hears his word, so we know that he hears when we speak his word, because his word is the faith of God. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. You can know that when you pray or when you ask, you have it. Why? Because you are speaking and believing the word of God. We're going to pick up on other broadcasters, the promises of God, which is going to just take you from every avenue that you can cover. I don't care what come in your life, there is a promise to. Listen, I taught a message, for every problem, there is a promise. Remember that. Because the problem is there, the promise was there before the problem. So for every problem, see out your mouth, for every problem, there's a promise. And the promises of God is the word of God. And the word of God is the faith of God. How do you activate it? How do you release it? How do you make that which is on the pages of your Bible come alive outside of the Bible and into this arena, into this realm, by taking it in your heart, by hearing it, by believing it? How do you know when you're believing? You're opening your mouth on a daily basis saying, Father God, I believe. Whatever the situation is, you found the scripture pertaining to it, whether it's financial, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your body, whether it's a problem, whether a mountain or something has to be moved, find the promise of God, and you found the faith of God. And when you believe it and speak it out your mouth, hallelujah, and then move in the direction of it, rise up and be healed. Get out of the problem and talk the answer. Talk what you believe you receive and it will come into existence. Because you can have what you say if you believe with all your heart and doubt not in your heart. But believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now I want to pray with you and agree with you that what you've heard today, you're going to go back over it again and you're going to begin to open the Bible and begin to know when I read these words from the Bible, this is the faith of God. And the faith of God is the word of God. Father, I pray for everyone that's listening and hearing and seeing that they will understand now they have faith to move any mountain, any situation that is not in line with God's will for their life. For every problem, there's a promise. So, Father, I decree that they're going to get in the Bible, and when they read it, they're going to believe it, and they're going to act on it, and thank you for the victory, because the victory is every promise of God is yes, and in him, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy that you received the word today on Faith Made Simple. Now, something very important. I cannot get off without doing this here. There may be someone who was looking at this broadcast for the first time, or even you may have been checking it out for a while, but really made a real decision in your heart that, you know what, I need to be born again. What do you mean born again? I need to be saved. What do you mean saved? I need my life to be changed from the inside out. I need a new born again spirit, and that comes through accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's why they call it in the Bible, you can be born again. Hallelujah. In other words, you can be born from out of death into life. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Come on. Give your heart to Jesus. If you're in a backslidden condition, come on, it's time to come home. Say this prayer, I mean it with all your heart. Father God, that's Christ, say it. Right now, I give my life to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus. I do believe you are the Son of God. I do believe you died and took my sins. And I do believe you want me to be born again. So right now, I accept you into my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. I now receive you, and I thank you that I am your child, Father God, because I just accepted your son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I now receive the power of the Holy Spirit into my life. And by faith in my confession of believing with my heart, I believe I am now born again. I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you said that prayer, I'm so happy for you. Thank you, and welcome to the family of God. If you was in a backslidden condition and you said that, thank you for coming on back home and getting your life back right with the Lord. Listen, I have a little ebook. It's free, and it's just for you. Look down and hit that subscription, and you will get this ebook. It's just for you. It's an ebook I wrote called, Did I Really Get Saved? Well, you'll know that prayer you prayed. You really gave your life to Jesus. When you go through that little booklet, it will help you. And thank God for you watching Faith Made Simple. Share it with other friends of yours. Come on, have them come on. We're trying to get simplicity to you. I'm not teaching nothing deep, because you know what? The deep things of God are simple. That's why I call this broadcast Faith Made Simple. Thank you for coming to be with me. All the way from Heidelberg, Germany, I'll be coming at you again. Share with your friends, have others to come on, and let me know how you like this Faith Made Simple. And let me know some things that you might need to know about and how to apply faith to it, and I'll be able to do it. See you next time on Faith Made Simple. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.